Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story, Rated R Safety Show. It's time to talk. It's time to hang out. It's time to do everything that we get to do because it's a fun time when we're doing the things that we get to do and hanging out with you. That's the most important part of the aspect as we are doing everything around here. That is for sure. So I have a question for you. And I really want to start this off as a question today. Because I think that that's probably the better way of doing this, opposed to me just kind of spilling the beans. And it's not that I go around spilling a lot of beans, and it's not like I have hot beans or cool beans, it's just beans. But do you have a toe? No. I want you to hear that question correctly, because I didn't say that wrong. Do you have a toe? Now, okay, so I guess let me explain. I'm talking about T.O.E. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about mostly a theory of everything. Short version. Theory of everything. Look at it as a toe. Toe, theory of everything. Toe, theory of everything. And I ask this because, listen, when we start getting into some of the work stuff that we do, it's amazing to me when we start taking a look around at some of the things that are happening. And for some time, and for some reason, you and I, well, maybe we're talking about other people. Maybe it's not just you and I. Maybe it's other people, and we're just kind of, you know, the thing that that doesn't apply to this. But we seem to have theories about everything that happens within our lives, within our organizations, within our work-life balance. And I'm always amazed when I get to take a look at, we'll say, quote-unquote, an investigation and looking at how people theorize the things that are going on how they already have a theory about what is happening before the things ever even occur. And I get sometimes so confused because I go, how do you have a theory of what is going on before anything has happened? So as you look around today and you take a listen to this, what is your toe? And how did that toe form for you? Because having that theory of everything, or the toe as we're referring to it, it doesn't normally just pop up overnight. I mean, if you want to go as far back as being in a wound and how a normal physical toe would develop, it does take some time. So what has led you to the point to where you're at now? It's not like you really hear a lot about toe reconstructive surgery, and I'm not asking you for you to change the toe that you have. But as you look at it today, what caused that theory of everything that you have? And has it helped you throughout your career? Has it helped you throughout your life? Or has this toe hindered you? And I ask this because you know that people always talk about, you know, stubbing their toe. So have you stubbed your big theory of everything? Have you stubbed that toe altogether? And I ask these questions because are we jaded when we start coming up with our theories? Like, I have people that I interact with that, because they believe so strongly in their pattern recognition that falls into their theory of everything, that they will look at something and say, okay, this is what's going to happen next because of everything that I've seen previously. And sometimes I just wonder, how does the toe develop? How does the toe move from where we are? Toe, once again, standing for the theory of everything. So when you get a chance today, why don't you kind of take a little small recap and just take a look at what your toe is affecting in your life?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.